Welcome to the deep dive. We're here to really get into the practical details you can use. Today, it's all about Odoo marketing automation. Our goal, to give you a solid blueprint for using Odoo's marketing tools, not just as separate apps, but as, well, the engine driving growth across your whole business. Think sales, inventory, e-commerce, all connected.
Oh.
Okay, let's unpack this. So the core of Odoo's automation, if you're familiar with this stuff, it runs on that classic if-then logic.
Exactly.
It's like having a digital helper working 24/7, setting up these complex customer journeys.
Right. Nurturing leads, engaging customers without you having to manually push buttons all the time.
And it boils down to two main things, right? Triggers and actions.
Pretty much. The triggers are basically the starting gun. An event happens in Odoo.
Like what?
Well, it could be on creation, maybe a new contact is added, or on updated and existing record changes somehow. And a really key one, especially for marketing campaigns, is based on timed condition.
Like for drip emails or reminders if someone hasn't done something for a while.
Precisely. Super useful for that kind of timed nurturing.
Okay, so the trigger fires, then what? The action happens.
Yep. The action is the task Odoo performs. Could be simple, like send email. You use a template you've already set up.
Or maybe something internal.
Sure, like create activity. That could ping a sales rep to follow up, for instance.
Or update the record itself, maybe tag a contact, move them along in your funnel.
Exactly. And it's not just one simple if. You can layer conditions.
Right, like if they haven't bought in, say, 90 days and they looked at a specific product and they're in a certain region.
That lets you get incredibly specific with your targeting. It's pretty powerful stuff.
Okay, let's make it concrete. Give us a solid use case.
Sure. A classic one is abandoned cart recovery. Super common, super effective.
Right, someone adds stuff to their cart online but doesn't check out.
Exactly. So you can set a trigger based on timed condition on the sale order model. Let's say the trigger condition is the order state is draft and it hasn't been touched in maybe an hour.
Okay, so the system spots that.
And then the action fires. Send email. You could automatically send them a little reminder, maybe even include a small discount code.
Ah, nice. Just a nudge to complete the purchase.
Yeah. And that directly impacts your conversion rates. You see a real return there. It's not just theoretical.
We've talked about the mechanics, the triggers, the actions, but you mentioned earlier how Odoo connects everything. For me, that's where it gets really interesting. How does that integration elevate things beyond just, sending automated emails?
Yeah, that's the core strength, I think. Odoo's unified architecture. Lots of tools do marketing automation, but Odoo has it all built in, talking to each other.
So marketing knows what sales is doing and what's in stock.
Instantly, they can see purchase history, support tickets, website behavior, actual inventory levels, all in one place.
So no more waiting for data syncs.
Right. No delays between sales data hitting the marketing system or launching a promo only to find you're out of stock.
That real-time view must allow for much quicker, more relevant campaigns.
Totally. It breaks down those data silos. Marketing isn't just generating leads in isolation. It's reacting to the real business context. That directly impacts the bottom line.
Makes total sense. That context is everything. Now, Odoo is great internally, but businesses use other tools too. How does it play with others? Say, connecting Odoo to something like HubSpot.
Good question. And this brings up a really critical decision point: how you integrate. You've got basically two main ways. There are native, purpose-built integrations. Think of an app specifically designed to connect Odoo and HubSpot. These usually offer proper two-way data sync using these official APIs. They often use webhooks for real-time updates.
What hooks? Like instant notifications between the systems.
Exactly. Data changes in one place, the other knows immediately. Plus, they usually have error handling built in, much more robust for keeping everything aligned.
So that sounds ideal for, well, accuracy, up-to-the-minute info.
Definitely.
But then there's the other way. Generic connectors, maybe something like Zapier. They often seem simpler or cheaper to start with.
They can be, yeah. But they usually work differently. They often use polling.
Polling.
Yeah, the system basically asks anything new every so often, like maybe every 15 minutes on a free Zapier plan.
Ah, so there's a built-in delay.
A delay, exactly. And that can lead to data discrepancies. Things get out of sync.
So is polling ever okay, or is that delay always a killer?
Well, this raises an important question for you, the listener. How critical is real-time data for your operation? For maybe very low-volume stuff or just testing things out, perhaps that 15-minute delay is acceptable.
But for core business functions.
For core alignment between sales and marketing, or anything time-sensitive like inventory-based promotions,
yeah,
that delay could be a real problem. Imagine acting on outdated customer info or stock levels.
Yeah, you can make some bad decisions. So the choice isn't just technical, it's strategic. It depends on whether you can afford that potential inconsistency.
Precisely. It's a critical business decision, not just an IT one.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. What does this all mean for you listening? Clearly, Odoo offers this really robust and integrated platform. It acts as a true engine for the business.
Mm-hmm.
Key takeaways seem to be: maybe start simple with your automations. Don't try to boil the ocean first.
Good advice.
Definitely leverage that integrated ecosystem Odoo provides. Get that holistic customer view.
Absolutely.
And crucially, pay close attention to how you integrate with other tools. Understand the difference between native real time and generic polling methods.
Couldn't agree more. That choice has real consequences.
Right. So here's a final thought for you to maybe mull over. How might really understanding these nuances, native versus generic integrations, change how you evaluate any software you bring into your business?
Yeah, thinking beyond just features. What hidden efficiencies or maybe hidden pitfalls might you uncover by looking closely at how systems actually talk to each other? Something to consider for your next tech decision.